This week's share sponsored honors me Lahagdil Torah Adira Ashkech or Shiva for coming to share.
Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, by fish, called Sheshesnapi, Yeshakaskesis, why the Torah, right? Lahagdil Torah V'yadeh. I once heard my grandfather, Olav Hashom, was a Gabbai by the Ger Rebbe, by the Imri Emes, so he said that that's why Chassidim start off a Suda with fish, a Suda of Asiyim. He says, because fish brought about Lahagdil Torah V'yadeh. So, in order to understand that every time we have a Suda of a Siyam, it's a Mechazik learning, especially Baruch Hashem, the Zman of Chanukah, which is Indian of Torah Shabbal Peh, we all know that the Avodah in the base of Mikdash was always during the day. Every Avodah was during the day. Those that were at night were kosher because it was a Hemshech of the night time, of the daytime, like Hektach Chalav Avarim, or to prepare for tomorrow's Avodah. The one Avodah that they had during the night was the Menorah. The Menorah and the Heichel, because that's the Pnimius of Klal Yisrael, the Ora Torah, Reitzah Shiyachkim Yadrin, and to light up, to bring Ur into the Choshech of Golas. Mokshan people, it says, Zaydim Biyad Oiske Sarasacha. Don't say Zaydim Biyad Loimde Sarasacha, Oiskin Tarasacha, to be Oisik in Torah. Right? And when you learn Baruch Hashem, you learn a little bit more in depth. That's oiske b'teres secha. That should be lasek b'divrei teres. A big schus to be attacked. Should be yagel ter v'yadeh. So we're starting Chulin, and Mendy said do something at the beginning of Chulin, and we'll talk about a certain thing that runs through or stickle the shchita in Yonani Chulin. You know that Rashi always says the Masecht is called Shchitas Chulin. Shchitas Chulin because he didn't want to call it the Masecht Chulin. There's no such thing as Torah. When you learn Torah, it's Chulin. I just want to first mention, you have a parak in Yitzhashem called Azraya L'chayayim V'keiva. It's a mitzvah. There are a few mitzvahs that, besides the mitzvah, the din of Shchita, which is of course counted, Rambam counts in Tanyag, that you have to shech the behem in order to eat. And there are certain mitzvahs that are totally in Shchita. Oises Benoi, Kisi Adam, Zrei L'chayim V'keva. When you do Shchita, there are certain things. So in the mitzvah of Zrei L'chayim V'keva, which is in Shoftim, Zei Yem Mishper Karam, it's one of the Matnois Kohuna, Me'esa Am, Zei Zoyv Chaya Zevach, Im Shor, Im Seh, V'nosa L'koyin HaZrei L'chayim V'keva. You give three parts of the Behema. It's Be'etzim Noig, even in Chutz Laretz, even though the Gemara, as you learned in Brachos, Na'egi Almeke, Anitlas Saba, that were Mekel in Chutz La'aretz, were Mekel, the Argdoilim he used to give, Zoya L'chayim Kev in Chutz La'aretz, Chassam Sefer writes, he used to, I think, give once a year, he writes the place he used to give, but there's a mitzvah, when you shech the behema, you give certain parts of the behema, the Zoya, the L'chayayim, the cheeks, and the Kev is the stomach. And Rambam, over there, starts off, Zu mitzvah mechudeshes, it's a new mitzvah, Lo nizker b'teira, Ki b'midbar lo hayu zayfchim shor v'seh. There was no shechita in the midbar. We're going to see a gemara soon. Rak shlomim, just the karbonis, right? Laskil lahem shein eggs mukdashim. If you look at the Mishnah in Zorei L'chayayim V'keiva, right? The Mishnah later on in that parak. So it says that it's not noyeg. Kuflamid. And since in the midbar they didn't shecht, all they did was they brought karbanis, and memela. So it wasn't till now the gong tarets itself. That's why it says over here that now they're going to have this mitzvah. So let's just first see a gemara in Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there, Tazayin Amud Beis, brings the Pesukim over here, and it says towards the bottom of the Daf. I usually do the last years I used to always have it prepared. Somebody does it for me. This week I remembered to do it on Friday. I forgot about that the shiur was this Matzah Shabbos. It was too late to call the younger man to do it, so I apologize. But it's called Sheikhtin. So it says over here, the Gemara says over here, Tanya, Ki Yachiv Hashem al Lokechas. You see the back towards the bottom of the daf. Ki Yachiv Hashem Zvulacha. Rabbi Shmuel says. That's on Daf Tezayin. Later on, the Gemara brings Rabbi Kiva. Sava, Rabbi Kiva, Sava, Basa Taiva, it's the cloud. That Basa Taiva was not also. They did Shecht in the Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel, Sava, Basa, and what they do, he says that they used to be Neuche. Used to be Neuche Behemis. Neuche Behemis means to go ahead and cut the Simon and without the Alachas of Shechita. Mitzvah, you learn that Shechita is there's five halacha moshe mesinai, right? We have shchita, vezavachta, but there's five halacha moshe mesinai, shehiya, drasa, and so forth, grama, that those things passel the shchita if you don't do it the right way. Let's take a simple one. There's two simanim, we shech two simanim on a behema, the esophagus and the windpipe, the konan, the veshet, and when you shech one simon and you wait in between, if the sheikh will take a coffee break or smoking break, so if it's too long in between, it passes the shechita. That's the din of the lacham hashem sinai. In the midbar they didn't do it. They just cut the behemah. They just killed the behemah. That's called basa nechira. So this Ramban, the problem that's posed is according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that they didn't eat basa taiva in the midbar. They just ate basa shlomo. But according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that basa taiva was mutter them through nechira, they used to be noicha. In other words, they didn't have shchita. In other words, machloikas is what they do in the midbar in order to eat. Did they bring karbanis, or they didn't have shchita yet till they went into Eretz Yisrael? So why isn't the nechira itself called some kind of shchita? That nechira, like the Gemara says later on, that if you hold kisi adam, right, is noig. But behemoth chayas eifis. So the Gemara says nechiras and zushkitasa. When you go in, you neicha them. They used to do kisei adam in the midbar. So why is Rayel Achim Keva any different? It's a kasha that Mefarshim ask under the Rambam, So there's a lot of things involved there. But I want to first learn a Gemara Menachas. Again, I apologize. I should have thought of that before. But let's go through. Even before we do that, let's turn to Daf Dalet for a second. Let's enter Daf Dalet. The Gemara says Gimel and Bebeis. At the beginning, you learn about Shchitas. Right, the Gemara goes to different Pshatim in the Mishnah, Shchitas Mumah, Shchitas Kusi. Right, as we all know, Kusim, if you hold that Kusim are Gerei Emes, Machloikis Gerei Emes, Gerei Rais, whether they really, the Gerus is a good Gerus, or the Gerus is not a good Gerus. So, originally the Gerus was not a good Gerus, but they did the Gerus again. Tosfos has different pshatim, Rashi's mashrish tipul different. So, okay, if you hold kusi, if you hold the gere, arayas, they're not real gerim. So, the goy, can't shecht, and we'll see soon why. If you hold the gere emes, the shechita is good shechita, but they don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore you can't trust them. And as you'll see in the Gemara's here in Gittin, that they're not trusted to trip up a yid, to be machshel him. They don't believe in lifnei iver. They believe lifnei iver means don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. But like we were makabel, like the Gemara says in a few places, menayin shelo yoshed ayin menachayel ben noach kois yain lenozer ayin menachayel ben noach, to make a yid doon issa, to make even a goy doon issa. That's lifnei iver. They don't believe that's the pshat. They believe it means the minchas chinuch taka as a shaila. Are they right at least about that? If you put a stomach light in front of a blind person, ayoyva. But yechshia, they don't believe if a person gives you something to do wrong. Like, you give a kais yayin l'nazir and so forth. So they don't believe that there's any issur, and you can't trust them. So, but the Gemara says that even though they don't have halacha mash sinai, they don't have big tosh b'bal peh, but many things that they were machzik as a mitzvah, we trust them, but you have to do certain things. Meaning, for instance, matzah. Gemara is going to say later on, quote the Ramadam, you trust that their matzah is good, but how do you know it's real matzah? Maybe they're trying to trick you. Tosh says you wait till the end of the night and you see if that's the only matzah they ate, so you can eat it. So look at the Gemara on Gimel Beis. Tanur Rabbanu Shkita Skutsu Mataris. The Medvam among Shisro Lemir Gabbav. If you're Emir Gabbav, you see the Shkita, so they're not called a mummer that Shkita is not good, which is interesting. Avbo Matzah Sheshachat, let's say you saw him Shech, and you don't know if he Shechted good. Choyvtech Kazayas V'noysen Loi. You take up Kazayas and give him, see if he eats it. You found a whole band of tziporim that he has. You take the rosh, and you give him peace. So it goes through a shaka v'tai on that, and the Gemara says, how could you trust them? Dilma kasav kusim. Ein shchita la'oif min ha'toyah. We'll talk a little about that. Dilma ein shchita la'oif. Later on, the Gemara, on Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Chav, the Gemara talks about is that one man that holds, if you look at the pasuk, v'zavachta mi'bekarach v'tzaincha, so the din of shchita, the Gemara learns out, is only by behemoth and chayas, but not by an oif. There's no din of shchita by an oif. There's no din of shchita by an oif. Let's just see Taisvis a second over there. Taisvis and Daf Chof, Rashi also says the same thing on Chof Zayin. The man dama ain't shchita of my Torah. Now, so Taisvis asks over there, if there's ain't shchita la'if min ha'Torah, how do you have a parasha called Nivlas Oif Tahar? The din is if you eat the nevela of an Oif Tahar, right? You eat the nevela of an Oif Tahar, so it's metam b'godim abesa b'liya. You eat it, and you eat it, you swallow kazayas. So all the begadim that you're wearing become tameh because you ate nivla sefta. What kind of veila? If ain't shchita la'if min ha'tayra, so why is it possible to have nevela? Nevela by its very essence means a behemoth that was not shechted. Right? You kill a behemoth, it's a nevela. If a oif doesn't eat shchita, that means you can eat it as it's a nevela. Ain't shchita means it's dead. So what kind of nevela? You're allowed to eat the nevela. Why is what's up, shot nevela? How do you call it nevela? That's Taisus Kasha. Rashi himself is aiming at this on Chav Zayin. Taisus just speaks it out. So it says, "Ein lahakshay." So you look at Taisus and Daf Chav Zayin. The lididei hechem shkachas nivlas eiv tahar the matam avodim the nihidal abay shkita nechira miyabay besimanim. It doesn't when you say ein shkita life min atayra. It doesn't mean you could just shoot the bird, just what they call slaughter the bird like they do. Right? You just kill the bird. Means is you have to be noich, you have to cut the simonim. Not in the right place. It doesn't have the halachas, the halacha marsina of shkita, but you have to cut the simonim. Otherwise, it's nevel. That's what Taisa says. So Gemara asks, maybe they did nechira rather than shkita. How do you know? So Gemara says, we know that they kept it.
According to Rashi, there's a hekesh, right?
The what?
According to Rashi, there's a hekesh. Oif is hukesh to mincha.
That's the man the Amar holds yesh shkita life mitar. We don't know. If you hold ein shchita life minatayra, you're right. The one who holds yei shchita life minatayra learns it from a hekesh. So I'll just say over the a lot of what we're saying comes from Rabitzel Petterberger and his Sefer Pri Yitzchak, and over there he talks about something that also I want to introduce to chulin, and that's a gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel. We'll say it outside, but I'll just introduce it. Two things. It's Grad Negev. The Parshias now, right? Yosef was choishin his brothers that they ate Avram and Achai. And the question is, how could they eat Avram and Achai? B'nai Noach doesn't eat Avram and Achai. So later on, there's a Gemara. It's called Mefacheses. And we'll see also soon the B'nai Ma'ayim, which is Negev. That's what he brought about Zerah Chayim V'Keva. What's that? Let's first explain that. When you shech the behema, when you kill a behema, so if you ever saw shchita, I've seen it only by Kapara, right? Not a sheikhet, and Zichu would be afraid to shecht, and even the first time to see Kaparas was scary. But you sheikhet to do kisi adam, you learn kisi adam, you can do kisi adam, a mitzvah deraisa. So you see the chicken, the behema. I once saw a behema being shecht in the mountains. The behema doesn't die right away. It's called a mefachesis, where it's quivering. I don't know in English what they call it exactly, but the behema is still sort of alive. Atkadei kach, really, is mishnayis mefachesis harehi kechaya. A mefachesis is really alive. Rachmano tzlam, if a person is a mefaches, he gets his shem yirachem, his throat slit, and he's still sort of living, right? So even though he's dying at that point, he can write and get to his wife. He's still alive. Yet the din is, so let's just explain, you know what, we'll ask a question. This, I think, really brings out the point. What's the purpose of Shechita? Why do we need Shechita? Why do we need Shechita? What's the purpose of Shechita? What?
Mater
Achila. Meaning what? If not for Shechita, you can't eat it, meaning it's, what is sir? What? In the Shechuta is already a taste, it's too far already. What? He's asking a good question.
Why don't you kill us?
What? He's saying, what do you need Shechuta for Eivon Achai?
He said, without Shechuta, what is it?
He's asking good. What are the two? You're right, but he's saying.
No one said Eivon Achai.
Eine Shechuta is already a taisvus. We're not up to there yet. One second. But I'm saying, what would you say without if you don't shech the behema, right? What is shechita mate? In other words, what would be? So you said nevela and Eivon Achai. You said both. So he's timing on you. What do you mean Eivon Achai? To be mate Eivon Achai, you don't have to so do shechita.
Tuma. Nevela, tuma.
Again, that's Einish Vucha, is Einish Kuta. That's a Toysbis. You're too ahead of me yet. We're not up to Toysbis yet. In Poshup Shat.
Tuman.
Yeah, in fact, there's a Tumas Nevela too. But when I'm talking about, as far as eating, what would be the Isser? What Isser is a mat there?
Nevela.
Right? Without it would be Nevela. Even a Chaydoni. He's right. It's a Mefurishi Gemara, though. You're not right. It matter even a Chay, meaning. As soon as you shech the behema, it's not Eivon Melechai anymore. In other words, as soon as you shech the two sumanim, and the behema is talking, I don't know what it does, whatever it wants to do, right? The behema is doing everything it could do, right? It's still alive, it's still reacting the same way. It's what's called a mefachesis. The behema is not Eivon Melechai anymore. That's it. In other words, the pshat should be that no, it's still Eivon Melechai, but when it dies, that's when it's end of Eivon Melechai. But since you shecht it, it's not Nevela. It's a Mufurish Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel that it's not true. Prima Gom says, how did Chazal know this? He doesn't know. This is a Shaila. I'll let you, when you learn Chulin, maybe you can come up with a Teretz. How do you know it's a Gemara? Not the night, it's a Mufurish Gemara. Shaila, how did Chazal know that by shechting a behema, it's matir de eva minachai? In other words, the Gemara says if you shech the behema, and you take, while it's in fecheses, you take off a piece of meat, and you eat that piece of meat, you're not over eva minachai. Could be your eva lo soichlo ladam, machoikas rashi and rambam, if it's deraisa or derabonin, achetetz and nafshay, but you're not over isa eva minachai. A pellet de kachidish. This is what's called mefecheses. That's what the Sifrei Drush, the Mishnah Melech and his precious Drachim, says. That's what Yosef saw the Shvatim eating. He saw them eating Eiver Min Hachai Amefachesis. And he held you're not allowed to do that. Right? And they held you allowed. What? Why? What was the Machlekes? Of course, it's a Drush. Because in the Gemara there, it says that a Goy, it's still called Eiver Min Hachai. For a Goy, if he would take off a piece of meat, the Rambam says, "Not allowed to eat basu menachai, eiv menachai." Right? It's one of the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, eiv menachai. If a guy would take off a piece of meat while the behemah is a mefacheses, it's a eiv menachai. Okay? Masha'enke to us, it's not eiv menachai. There's a shaka retayah. There's a mandama wants to say, "No, it's not mi'ikamidi. How could you learn in Sanhedrin? How could it be something that's also to them and muta to us. But the Rambam happens to paskin not that way. It's a locha lamaisa. If you certain situations, you can't sell food to a guy because it might be Eva Menachai. Certain parts of the behema has a din of Eva Menachai. I once heard that Rabbi Yankov Weinberg used to be in touch with these groups of Noahites, Bnei Noach, somewhere in the south. And they used to ask him questions about these things. Can you eat this? Can you eat that? So one of them wrote to him, you know, after all, it's a Shvetza Zayna Ben Noach. So he told him, it's a Shvetza Zayna Ben Noach. But upon him, you're absolutely right. Shchita takes out Eva Menachai. That's the Gemara. Mefacheses. Another example, the Gemara there says, the Bnei Ma'ayim. The Bnei Ma'ayim is what we call the Kishka. So, you know, most of us remember when Kishka used to be real Kishka. Now there's not real Kishka. Eretz Yisrael, they still have it. The intestines. So, again, on a purely, you know, physical way, I don't understand it, but maybe, you know, those of you who are doctors and would explain to me one day, but it seems the food pipe is connected to the stomach. That's where the food goes. That I know. I feel it, right? You eat, you feel it in your stomach. So when you shecht and you cut one siman, it seems that the intestines are not attached anymore to the behema. In other words, let's say a person would go into the inside, invasive surgery, and he cuts off the spleen of a behema, right? Cuts it off. And then, let's say, in a way that doesn't make it shchita. Nitala atchul, it's a mishnah later on, nitala atchul is behema is not a trefa. Nikav atchul is. I once heard from Rav Meisher Shapira Zichron Avracha, he said that the one who discovered this reality many years ago, people who had punctured spleens used to die, Rechman Atzlan. They couldn't live. Then somebody figured out if you take out the spleen, they could live without a spleen. They say it was a velozhin. He said it was a velozhin of Talmud. He says a Mishnah. Nitel nikav atchul treifa, nitel atchul is good. So you see that an animal can live without atchul, and that's they say that's how modern medicine found out about. Okay, in the Kabbalah who nikav, but I call upon him. So let's say you cut off the atchul, and then you shech the behemah. That atchul is even a chay. It's in the behemah. It's not part of the behemah. So that's what's happening in the bnei ma'ayim. The bnei ma'ayim when you're in the midst of shechita, right? Let's say the first simon. They're not attached to the animal. So Gemara says, no, since it's in the process of Shechita, the Shechita's matir the B'nai Ma'ayim. Therefore, the Gemara says, Me'ein mezamnin akum al B'nai Ma'ayim. If you have Kishka in your house, real Kishka, don't invite a guy to your house to eat. Why? Because to him it's Eiv Menachai. Because when the B'nai Ma'ayim were cut, the B'nai was still living. But to us it's Mutter because of Shechita.
So what happens if the B'nai is dead now?
The Bahama is not dead. That's what we said. The Bahama is alive. The Bahama is alive. But it's mutter to eat. It took it out of Eiv Menachai.
When you're eating the Kishka at home, the Bahama is dead already.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Eiv Menachai does not mean like
in.
That's the King James Bible. A living limb. It's not a living limb, it's a limb from a living animal. The behemoth could be dead 100 years, but you took it off when it was living. It's an Eiv Menachai.
So how do you sell a treifa behemoth to a guy?
I said it's a lacha lamaisa. Exactly. Very good question. That's the point. That's the point.
So what do they do?
You look at the Tvuas Shar, the famous sefer on Shechita, and he says that you're not allowed to do it. You have to, if you sell treifa, they don't give him the bnei ma'ayim. Exactly.
But they won't do it.
What?
They won't do it.
I don't think you're right. I think you better shut up.
I think they only.
Yeah, somebody in the meat business.
They only take the ones that are kosher, and the rest of them they leave.
Yeah, so they
leave.
Mind the ones that are good. The same thing.
The rest of them are yours.
Oh, for free, it's horrible.
They buy it after.
It never is.
They buy it after the shechita.
Oh yeah.
I think that's how they do.
That's how they do. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. He's in the meetings in this in the business. I didn't know, really.
I think that's how.
Okay. Yeah. Really. It's still okay.
Wait, so when a guy forget about shechita, when a guy kills an animal.
Kills an animal. Yeah,
so that's not a, then it's not a problem.
If he slaughters an animal with the sword,
an animal.
You got a problem.
Yeah, the same problem.
Well,
no.
It depends if he.
If he cuts the
food pipe and the bnei ma'ayim fall out before the animal is dead,
killed,
he has a problem.
But
I think goyim have other problems. It's not the. That's we don't usually, you know.
Don't worry about their problems.
I mean, It's not, as long as it's not Lufnei Ivra, you're right. But in a Hanami.
Did they not kill that? I don't think they killed that way.
They killed, they probably killed them. That's right. I don't know how they slaughtered, but they probably killed them and there's not. But you're right. The din is if you shecht and you find the treifa. I don't know. Now maybe what the Chaim is saying is what they do. But it's Eva Menachai. You can't do it. That's the din. Okay, so based on that, let's learn this Gemara in Menachas. Gemara Menachas says like this. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk in Yecheskel. We read the pasuk in Parshas Emor, it's the Torah of Parshas Emor, which talks about the Kohanim, and it says over there. So it says, Kol Nevela, to the end of the Torah, Kol Nevela v'treifim in ha'oif min ha'beima lo yechlu ha'kohanim. When you look at you open up your Mikros Gedolos, that's the Haftarah of Parsha Samar, it talks about Kahanim. So it says, Kol Nevela v'treifim lo yechlu kohanim. In fact, the Gemara. Gemara says, quotes this Pasuk, the Gemara says, Kohanim udol yachli, Yisrael achli, Nevela v'treifu lo yachlu kohanim, and Yisraelim could eat it. Amar b'yechinin, Parsha zu Eliyahu asad ledarsha. We don't know what it means. You have to wait till the girl said it comes, Eliyahu Navi will come, he'll tell us the pshat. We don't understand pshat in the pasuk. Ravina amar, no, I'll tell you what the pshat is. Kohanim itzuchle, salka daita chamina, listen to this Gemara. Hoyel ve'ishtri Malika. Oh, right here we have a picture of Malika. Look at that. Right? Since you go ahead and it's interesting. So you do Malika on a chata sa'if, an ayla sa'if, and you cut it with your fingernail, and so forth, and that's nevela, it's nevela. So you see that the Torah was mata chata sa'if for nevela to be eaten. Hoyel ve'ishtri Malika legabayu. Tishri nami nevela v'treifi. Here you would think that's not the pshat. The Torah was matir only there. It would be kohanim do not have the issa of. Let's talk about nevela right now. That's what the Gemara says. Without the pasuk in Yecheskel, I would think kohanim don't have the issa. Like the Gemara has a havamin. If you remember in Erechin, the Gemara says that you would think that kohanim don't have the issa of klayim because big day kuhuna amir al klayim. Maybe not. So the Gemara says no. B'shas avayda. So the Gemara, without Yecheskel, we would have thought, if Yecheskel wouldn't come and tell us, kol nevel v'treifel lo yoichlu ha-kahanim, I think kahanim don't have the issa of nevel. That's the Gemara. Call it the Gemara. Right? This is a Gemara. So now, based on this Gemara, in fact, there's a few kashas. One of the famous sefer called the Bris of Rav Ram, he was a contemporary of Rav Kiveger, and he asks the following kasha. Listen to this kasha. Went back to Zrei Lechayim V'keva. In fact, the Bris of Ram, the following kasha. He says the din is that if you shecht, like we mentioned before, a behema, the bnei ma'ayim are technically eva menachai, but since we have shechita, it's not, but an akum, to goy, it is. To goy, it has a din of eva menachai, that's the Rambam's psak, Hilchas Malacha. To go it is. Now, what's the din if behema is treifa when you shecht a behema by Zrei Lechayim V'keva? There's no din of matnes kun, there's no din of Zrei Lechayim V'keva, because it says titen loy v'lo la'oyre v'lo la'kalba. The Gemara says it has to be fit for consumption. It has to be that the kohen can eat it. If the coin's not going to be able to eat it, like if it's a treifa, and all he could do is give it to his dog, use it for firewood, then there's no din of Zrei Lechayim V'keva. Frek the Bris of Ram, so one second. If Kohanim do not have the din of Nevela, that means they don't have Shechita, right? They don't have a din Shechita. If they don't have din Shechita, what's the Issa? Eva Menachai, they have an Issa of Menachai, no worse than a Goyim. So what do you have to do? You have to kill the behema, at least, right? But it comes out that since by them there's only killing the behema and not shechita, therefore it would come out that the bnei ma'ayim to them are also. In other words, the only reason bnei ma'ayim are mutter is because there's a din shechita. The shechita is matir the bnei ma'ayim, like we said before. Like you said, that you see shechita is matir the bnei ma'ayim. Shechita is matir the behema right away. But if you don't have shechita like a goy, b'misa, that's the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel, b'misa talya milsa, the ein mezamnen goyim, ein mezamnen b'nei noyach, b'nei ma'ayim. So b'nei ma'ayim are also to a goy. So therefore there should be also to a koyim. It'll come out, you never have the mitzvah of zroya l'chayayim v'keva. Why? Because the keva is not something that's fit for consumption. He can't eat it. The keva is always avim in a chai. So what do you need a pasuk from Yecheskel to tell us kohanim have shkita? If they didn't have shkita, they would never have the mitzvah. The mitzvah of zroya l'chayayim keva will not exist. That's the Bris of Rom's kash. A very interesting kash. Okay. What? I can't hear. Right, but the ma'aser to the koyin is also to eat the b'nei ma'ayim. It's also. No. If you shtak a guy, if you shecht an animal, the b'nei ma'ayim are also to a guy. That's the din.
I mean, it's not 100% that just because you don't have the istam of Eivor that you don't have a din of shechita. You got a din of shechita without this.
What does that mean?
Just like it's a din for kohen yisrael, it takes away.
Yeah, but you're saying a kohen is allowed to eat nevela.
All the kabbalists is a
shechita. It's allowed to eat nevela, but it's still a din of shechita.
Well, one second. What?
All the kabbalists have a din of shechita.
So and therefore, how do? But one second.
And
therefore,
you can't put anything under this veil until he shechts it.
Right. Who shechts it?
Anybody.
A zar. What he's asking is like this. I'll explain the kasha. He's asking like this. If kahanim don't have a din nevela, so you're going to be learning. It says shechitas. It's a mishnah later on. Shechitas akum is nevela. When a goy shechts, it's no good.
No.
Why not? Why is a goy shechita no good?
Because he's not the Baal Shechita. He's not the Baal Shechita. He's not in the Parsha.
So what is this?
He's not in the Parsha.
So stand on top of him.
No, he's not in the Parsha.
Why do you have to be in the Parsha? Who says? Exactly. Taisus and Daf Gimel. Let's look at Daf Gimel. Kasava Kusim Geira Raya saying. Let's look at Taisus and Daf Gimel. The Rambam doesn't hold this way, but Rambam has a different shot. Kasava kusim geiraisen v'shchitosim psula kamoishol akum chaka kagoy mevezavachta v'zavachta v'achalta mashat zaveach ata oichu kloima oisa shehu barzvicha lafuki akum. Right, oichu leveil sahachus. We'll leave right now. It's a tesefta. Tosis the Rosh brings it to tesefta that shchitas akum shchitas kuf koif. What we call a koif. And what if you train a monkey to do shechita? No good. You train a
machine.
Machine, okay, we'll leave. You have to have kavanah shechita. So we'll leave it. Maybe if you, the same machine you make matzahs with does shechita. You're right. Okay. But a kavanim, those are no good because you're right. You have to be barzvich from this pasuk. So what we're asking is, so in Cain, if kahanim don't need shechita and they can eat nevela, so kahanim should not be good for shechita. So of course he said, okay, so shechita ksheir bizar. Who needs the koyin to shecht? Who needs the koyin to shecht? Isha can shecht, right? The first taisus in Chulin talks about that Isha can shecht. What?
Dayton
Kalas. Right, Dayton Kalas, therefore what?
They don't shecht.
Why not? You think that's the reason?
They can't take it.
Okay. You're right, Allah Allah, but Taisus says not that way. Taisus brings, by the way, interesting. What? Exactly. That's the kasha. Very good. But he brings, by the way, Kosov Behilchas Eretz. Let's see these new Gemaras, if they change the gears. So give me a second. Oh, no. It says Kosov Behilchas Eretz Yisrael. Right? They bring a Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Old Hashem. Noshim lo yishkatu, the pnei daitan kalis. You're correct, right? That's what he brings over here. It's a sefer from Eldad Hadani, right? A Stern knows her. And the sefer is not Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. All the printers made a mistake. It's Hilchas Aleph Yud, Omar Yeshua. If anybody's ever been after the 67 war in
Har Gerizim,
the people that are there believe that Yeshua was the Navi. They believe everything with Yeshua. They have they're not well people. They're intermarried to each other. And they have halachas at the Makabel. So this Eldad Dani held is from the Asar Sashvat. It's a whole interesting story. The name of the Sefer is Hilchas Amar Yeshua. Amar Yeshua, if you shecht, Nashim can shecht. If you shecht without a bracha, it's not a good shechita. If you shecht without a yarmulke, it's not a good shechita. And the printers thought Aleph Yud is Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It's not. It's Hilchas Amar Yeshua. I'm surprised the Oiz Vahada did not hop onto that. The Sefer, you look at the Sefer, it's Hilchas Amar Yeshua. It's not, they printed El Chasor, but I think the Mechaber, they write, the Magia, they write, it's not. But anyway, the din is, that's the Kasha, the Chreinim Ask. By Parash or Kohen Gadol, by Yamak. So, basically it's like this. If, I don't know if we'll have the time to do everything, but we'll just mention it, is, there's a Gemara later on, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara later on, on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, says that Chizkiya holds that if Yisrael, we'll just take the Gemara as is. It's such a I was once by Rav Yashiv. Sometimes they were a friend, we went to see. And somebody told them a story with the Nachlas David, that somebody said over a Taisvis, and the Nachlas David said, there's no such Taisvis. So I said, Nachlas David, they said, he says, you know Taisvis right away? He says, no. But I know Tosfos can't think that way. Rav Yashiv didn't believe it. He said, I don't believe the story. He says, there are chazals that say such things that our seichel will never be able to comprehend. We don't comprehend it. We accept it. There are things that are said that we don't understand. Gemara is that sometimes we don't understand what the pshat is. It's just, this Gemara is an unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says over there, the Chizkiya says, that if you shech the behemoth tmeya, you shech the chazir, so it's the bnei, the, it's mutter because the even and a chai. If you hold that a ben noach could eat him a fachesis, even though the shechita is not a shechita, but since it's a meiser shechita, and the kunter mandomer shechita helps for a goy, we said before it doesn't. That's only one mandomer. That's the way the Rambam passed. But it's a mandomer the Gemara holds that it is a it's a matter for a goy, even by being mitmei while it's a fachesis, the behema is mutter to eat for a goy. That's what mandomer says. So in Mishnayis Tyrus, I'll say that it's a little too. It says, "Nivlas oif tamei, ha'oichel evim in achayim emena, eino soivik es abayim, ve'ein shchitas mitarasa." So Gemara in Chulin says, what does it mean, ein shchitas mitarasa? Meaning for ben noyach, that it's not matterit for achila, right? So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks over there, according to this man, the Omer, that if you shech the behemoth meya, it's in the faches, it's no din evim in achayim ben noyach, how do you explain this Mishnah, nivlas oif tamei? Why not? So there, I'm just saying a bekitza, it's a kedai to see it in the Mar Mokum, that the Tiferes Yisrael, right, the Tiferes Yisrael constantly brings Rav Kiva Eger, he argues a lot of times with Rav Kiva Eger, right? Some say it was a shtickle, just personal, because Rav Kiva Eger wrote a very stark letter against his son. His son was a Rav when he was a Bacher. Rav Kiva Eger wrote very stark, a Bacher is not going to become a Rav. A Bacher shouldn't be a Rav. Until you get married, don't become a Rav. He wrote very stark, it's tiny to that the first soul would argue with him on the, it was a little personal sometimes. Kabbalah and the Kabbalah again. So he says like this, that Chizkiya would hey, even if you hold ain't Shechita Laif Min HaTorah, so therefore, if there's no Shechita Laif Min HaTorah, so even though it needs Nechira, but still it's not Shechita, and therefore the Bnei Ma'ayin of Faches is not Mutter. And he brings Rav Kiva Eger, he told us to Rav Kiva Eger, Rav Kiva Eger arguing very stark. What's the machlokes? This din that Shechita is matir, the behemo, as a mefachesis, it's matir b'nei ma'ayim. Rav Kiva Eger holds it's not only when it's the maisa Shechita, it's the maisa nechira also. The maisa nechira goes ahead and is matir these things. In other words, Nechira is not the pshat you kill the animal. Nechira is the pshat that it's a maisa shchita without the halachas of shchita. Right? As you learn later on, there's different halachas of shchita. Halacha mosh mesinais. Nechira is not the pshat, just shoot the behemah, like we said, slaughter the behemah. The pshat is, nechira is the maisa mater for behemah. It's the shchita itself, that's what Kiveg held. And even where there is no din of shechita, like ein shechita la'ich min ha'tayra, the nechira itself is mater the eivim min ha'chai, the bnei ma'ayim. It's mater the mefachesis. And the Tiferes Yankov argued him. He says it's only a din in shechita. That's their machloikus over there. In other words, whether the dinim that Chazal mekabel that shechita is a mater for also eivim min ha'chai and for nevela. And it's avada, the din is like Taisa says, if you shoot a oif, or in the midbar, if you kill the behema is a nevela. But if you were noichir it, it would be mutter. Is that nechira have a din shchita? That's the question.
What's your
taich of nechira? What? What's your taich of nechira? No, right. Look at the Rashba. In the Rashba and Daf Chof Ches, he says nechira besimonim beinim. Nechira doesn't mean just to kill the behemah. Nechira means to cut the simonim without the loch mesina. In other words, if the sheikhet would go ahead, be noicha one simon, take a break for a few minutes, that's shi'iyah, yeah. Or he did hagroma, it would be kosher. You don't have the loch mesina. The Torah says zavachta. Zavachta means to cut the two simonim. Now we have a loch mesina, right? There's all kinds of ramazim later on in the second parak. Taisus brings the ramazim. That you need this, you need that. It's a lachem Hashem Sinai, right? With makabel, those don't apply to nechira, but nechira is still called a shechita. That's the chilek. Now, according to that, if you say that side, so the kasha from the all those kashas are for emphert. When you say a koyin doesn't have can eat nevela, avad if we neicher bezman azeh behema, it's nevela, and if a koyin has only nechira, avada it's nevela to us, but he still needs nechira. In other words, like Rav Kivega says, the nechira is matter b'bnei ma'ayim. The nechira is matter mefachesis. So what's the bris of Rams Kasha? The bris of Rams Kasha is, how do you ever have a din of zroya l'chayayim v'keva if the b'nei ma'ayim is also to goy to eat, or also to a koyin to eat? It's not true. A koyin doesn't have misa. The reason Bnei Ma'ayim are also to Goy, because the Goy needs Misa. When it's dead, then it's Mutter. And the Bnei Ma'ayim were already pulled out before the Behemah is dead. It's also. To a Koyin, even before we have the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the din is not that he has a din like a Goy. He has a din of Nevela. He can eat Nevela, but only a specific type of Nevela. So Vada, if you have that type of nevela, you can give it to a kohen. When the Torah says the gerish b'shirach nenu, we talk about stam. You kill the behemoth, dies by itself. So Vada, you give it to the Gemara. The Torah's chiddush is give it to ger for free, sell it to a goy. It's mutter, like the Gemara Pesachim that you learned that it's not also bano. But a Vada, if you noicher for some reason you noicher behemoth and you didn't do shechita, you did shi'iyah, then a Vada, you can give it to the kohen. Of course, we're going into havamina. So in other words, even the Bnei Ma'ayim are mutter to a Koyin. Even the Mefaches is mutter. So all those kashas would not be shver. Avadi is called the Bar Zvicha.
But you have to say the Malika is a form of
Nechira. Exactly, Malika is a form of Nechira. That's the point, exactly. What Rabbi Yosef is saying is that Malika is called Nechira. It's Nechira so simonim. Not the time you kill the behemoth. That's what it is. It's a matir. Right, exactly. Do it from the back, but it's called simonim. That's what come out over here.
And that's enough for a kohen to be able to shecht?
Yes, because the pshat is that it's called the bar zvicha. That's the pshat.
What happens if Israel eats the pasach?
Yeah, what? It's over nevela. Washing zvachim says before it's nevela. It's called nevela. You're right. Because to us we have halacha mishsinai. The kohen again. This is all not halacha lemaisa. Cheskel told us it's not true. But according to the Havimi before Yecheskel, the Pshad is a coin, is a bar zvicha, but his zvicha is a zvicha of simonim. That's it, without the Lacham Shmi Sinai. So when the Torah says, Vizavachta vachalta, a goy can't shech, a goy is not good for shechita, the Pshad is that a goy can't shech, because a goy doesn't have the din of shechita at all. But a coin of Avada has a din, this din of shechita, Avada you have a din of shechita, that's poshut that he has a din of shechita. That Rabbi Vega says, Ad kedei kach. That's matter. According to the according to the,
and he learns it from Malika.
From Malika, exactly. You see the Torah. Other Torah wanted him, like Taisus and Rashi said, Rashi and Chavzai and Taisus and Davchov. say that Avada is such a thing called Nivla Seif Torah if you hold Ein Shechita Loif Min HaTorah. It's not the pshat is you could just take the animal, the bird, excuse me, and kill it and eat it. Avada, you have to shecht, you have to, even us, if you hold, meaning Ledidan, that we hold, we don't hold Ein Shechita Loif Min HaTorah, but if you hold Shechita Loif Min HaTorah, Ledidan meaning us, Yisrael, if you hold Ein Shechita Loif Min HaTorah, you're eating Nevela. The Torah says it's not Nevela. Why? Because you did Nechira. But Avada, if you're going ahead and you killed a bird, right? Stam a bird, a dead bird, a trefer, not what we call trefer bird, a bird that's slaughtered by goyim, a bird that's stam. So Avada, you're allowed to go ahead. You're not allowed to go ahead and eat it, right? So now, depending on this, you have to say like this. According to the Tiferes Yisrael, Ramban makes a little more sense because the pshat is they had Nechira in the midbar, and Nechira is not enough to be called being mater the Bnei Ma'ayim at that point, because all they had was Nechira. Masha'en came, according to Kivega, the Kash comes back. So you have to say that in the Pasuk it says, Me'ez Zoyvchei HaZevach, where Tzali mentioned that there's a Taisis in a few places. There's a Taisis that says there's an Issa of Eina Zevucha. Taisis in Daf Lamed Gimel by Chulin, there's what's called the Issa Eina Zevucha, meaning Taisis himself says like this. It's interesting how it comes out. Taisis says, later on, and there's a Machloikis, what is Eivim Melechai Noyeg in? We hold Eivim Melechai Noyeg by Behemoth Tahira. That's it. Only by Behemoth Tahira. Behemoth, Chayas, and Oifis. Not by fish, not by Shrotzim, and so forth. But there is Eivim Melechai and Behemoth Chayav Oifis. Tahira. There's a Manda Metmei, we don't know like that. But Rav Meir holds that only a Behemoth, only Behemoth Tahira. Right? Only Behemoth Tahira. By oif, there's no din of chayah and oif, there's no din of Avram min achay, only by behema. So Taisus says, it'll come out an interesting zah. Taisus, there's a cloud called mi'ikamidi. Mi'ikamidi, if you remember in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says you can't have something that's usser to a goy and mutter to us. For instance, abortion. Are we allowed to abort? So if you learn Sanhedrin, it says if you abort a child, you're not chayv misa. You only chayv misa if you kill a human being that's a day old. If you abort a child, you're not chayv misa. So, but a goy gets killed. Right? Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out, shefet dama odom ba'odom dama yushofech. Ezu odom shehu ba'odom. Have you oimer zu uber b'mei imoy. Right? You can't, a goy is not allowed to abort. I remember many years ago we had a younger man by us. His wife was a nurse. His wife is a nurse. And the doctors used to ask her to help with abortions. So he asked Rav Moshe Feinstein if he allowed it. He said, Yidin, it depends, but a goy, you can't really do it. It's a lifnei iva, you're helping him do it. It's mamish ritzicha for them. You can't be accomplice to that. But anyway, so what about us? Are we allowed to abort? So Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, no, we're not allowed. Why not? Because it's also to goy. How could it be mutter to us? It's also goy. What's the issa? That's a subject by itself. As you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein used to hold it was with tzicha mamish. Most of the Paiskim Eretz Yisrael hold it's not. Right? You have instances of Tay-Sachs disease. Rav Moshe held you're not allowed to abort a child, even if you know he has Tay-Sachs disease. Right? If they do a test and he's Tay-Sachs, the most Paiskim, I don't know about America, but Eretz Yisrael, they allow it. It's only as allowed. It's not ritzicha. It's a different issa. And in certain, a woman gets, excuse me, nensa by a terrible person. She's impregnated. She becomes, so she doesn't want to carry a child that comes from somebody that did such an act to her. Can you abort the child? But whatever it is, it, basically, abortion is us. Because we can't be something's mutter us. So Taisus asks, according to Rav Meir, right? So, or let's say Behemet Meir, right? Behemet Meir is us to a goy. Avim and Achai. To us, there's no Avim and Achai. So Tai says, okay, but it's Beim et Mei. It doesn't have to be the same Issa. Whereas to them, it's also because of Avim and Achai. To us, it's also Beim et Mei. Frank Tai says, but 1 second. What about a Behema Tahira, a Chaya Tahira, according to a Meir? There's no Avim and Achai. And yet, to Goy, it's Avim and Achai. But to us, there's no, what's the Issa? Right? There's no Avim and Achai. So what's the Issa to eat it? So Tai says, like Absalom mentioned, Issa ain't a zavucha. There's a called a zavucha. There's Issa a zavucha. So the shal is, could be the Ramban holds is such a Issa called ain't a zavucha. But that Issa of ain't a zavucha is not with Nechira. Because if you hold that nechira is matir behema, but the issa of nechira is not applicable. Therefore, in the midbar, since there was no yet, it says me'ez zoivche hazevach has to be zvicha. The din is zvicha. Nechira is not good enough. When it comes to kisi adam, if you look at the pesukim, it says v'shafach. If you just spill its blood. What do you mean spill blood? Why do you have to be matir behema? You have to do ma'aser shechita. Whether it has to be roi lachila, not roi lachila, meaning a treifa, that's a machloikas of Shimon or Meir. Shechita she'ein ruy lach from a shechita. You had in Bava Kama, right? That's a machloikas. Right? Oisus benoi lagabi kisi adam. But it has to be a ma'aser shechita. But it still does not have to be zevach. Nechira would be good enough in the midbar. Ma'aser enkein lagabi the din of zroi lachem keva. The pasuk says me'ez zoifche. Hazevach, the Torah was mechadish dafka zvicha. Zvicha was only in its chadish in Eretz Yisrael. Only when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Later on, you'll learn a fascinating Gemara. I'll leave you with the kasha. Later on, the Gemara has a shaila like this. The Gemara says that that since they became mutter in zvicha, I'm sorry, the din of zvicha only started in Eretz Yisrael. It started only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Gemara is a shaila. What if you are noicher in the midbar? You have meat, right? They're selling there in gourmet glot. That's Chaim Chaim's. It works in the store. Don't be choshen for owner. That you have there frozen meat from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu in the midbar, and now you go into Eretz Yisrael. Can you eat that meat? That's the Gemara shaila later on. Avrei basa nechira is a mutter. In other words, you took off the iser, right? You took off the iser, and the meila it's mutter to eat. Or do you say that since now Chazal got the iser, since we now have the iser of shechita, so right? There's a din shechita, so maybe it's us. That's the Gemara's shaila. Of what does the Gemara want to know? In case you find some basa nechira from the midbar, you're not going to find it nowadays. Zok the Rosh, listen to this Rosh. The Rosh says, look at these are new printing, so I don't remember exactly how it is. The Rosh, this is not the same source of Daf as our Gemara, as our Rosh, so I'm not sure, let me just find it. So the Rosh says this is Negeya Halacha L'Maisa. How is it Negeya Halacha L'Maisa? If a person made a neder, is there an old Gemara Chumah there? Just like used to this. Oh, here, no, it's not here. Right, let me just, I'll find the daf, I'll point to the daf. Now, if you have like the old fashioned, the real, it's just a tough for me to find. Let me look up the Gemara, then I'll tell you. Right, so the Rosh says, a nafkamina is if a person took a neder, right? Let me just find it. Give me one moment, I'm sorry. But here it is. Simen Chav Gimel. Pirsh Rashi, Darish, Dreish Vekibel Skar. Like you said before, Hagel Tar Vyadah, Tzichin Anu Lamed Al Emes, Af Bishikvar. Lo Nira. He says, no, that's when we want to know Pshat and Psukim, what's in the Gea now. So he says, no, it's in the Gea Nafkamina. He says, Nafkamina Barzul Adam Sha'asa Asa Echad Mamina Mizman Yadua, Vahelech. He said, "I'm also from this time on, right? From this and this time." Ukshigiyaz man hayolam oisam min. He said, I'm not going to eat cheese from this day to this day. And he has that cheese and he's not allowed to eat it. If he can eat what's left over from the time afterwards. That's what the Rosh says, will come out maybe enough kamina. It's a different word. So the Bikki Yosef, because of this, wants to be mater fleishiks during the 9 days if you have leftover from Shabbos. Yeah. If you have leftover from Shabbos, huh?
Sfardim?
They what?
They
from Shabbos? Sfardim, you sure about that? Yeah? Maybe because. What? They don't have Shulish Chalva. No, but I'm saying, but maybe even Shulish Chalva.
Avada. Even Shulish Chalva. It could be
Shulish Chalva.
But Shabbos is on Tuesday.
Okay, Francis, that's what he wants to say. Avada is a big chilik. Over there, the pshat is, once he did Nechira, especially what we're saying now, it became mutter, it's a heter. It's not the pshat on Shabbos, you're matted the chefts of the food. You're allowed to eat it because Shabbos is no availus. Not the pshat is the etzim food is asa. He didn't ask the food. It's not the food is asa. You're not allowed to eat meat on Shabbos. It's nothing to do with the food itself. And let's say it wasn't from Shabbos. You happen to have it in your refrigerator, then you're allowed to eat it. It's the same Shabbos. The Shabbos is not a matter in the food. The Shabbos is a matter to you to eat. The Maisa is, if the Sfardim, that I don't know. Chassidim eat Motzei Shabbos, I believe. Love Malkin. I hear that they do. That's what I hear. The same. It was the Chidor, the Bikki Yosef, and Sosko brings them many times to the same. Anyway, Shutaka Biyagel Tervi Yadir, right? Chulin is a Meridik and Mesechta. And so again, I want to leave you. When you go through Chulin, keep in mind, we did Chazal know that Shkita is Mater Evi Menachai. He's correct. Rav Michal is right. Why? It should be Mutter only when the behemoth is dead. But Chazal, the Prima Gadol says, I don't know where Chazal knew it from, but that's the din. Can we find a Mukka for it? Adarabba, we also told if you did.
On
the Parsha? Okay, on Hanukkah, I guess. On Hanukkah, okay. So can I have a Gemara Shabbos if you don't mind this? Okay. The Gemara says, thank you.
There are more ones that are not so much. The ones you see reflected.
The Gemara says that till when do you light Chanukah licht? If light Chanukah licht, atchetichla regel in a shuk. Till the last people are out in the shuk. It doesn't mean necessarily who. Till regular the Talmudoyim. Till the last Talmudoyim. Who's that? Rashi says, Uma Shemaychrim Eitzim. The Maral says in their mitzvah, it doesn't mean because you want to be mefarsimit to them. It means this because if they're outside still selling firewood, there's a riot. People still want to be outside. The people are still going and staying up, right? And unfortunately, we have electricity, so, you know, like the Brisker Rav, they asked, I don't know if anybody would remember, in Kikar Shabbat, remember Kikar Shabbat, there was a theater, Edison, called Noah Edison, remember? Called Noah Edison, the movie theater. So they asked the Brisker Rav, till when do you have to light, till when can you light? He says, Bismagate Arois from called Noah Edison. That's what he said, Bismagate Arois from Dalton. It was right near his house. So, Baruch Hashem, now there's no called Noah Edison in Kikar Shabbat. I remember as a teenager going to. I was born in Edsel, but later on we used to visit my grandfather. So I went during the summer, 2 summers, seeing Rabbi Amram Blau being beat up by the police in Kikar Shabbat, bleeding and not moving a muscle. And that was what's called Kikar Shabbat. People didn't realize there used to be problems there. They used to demonstrate. So Gemara says, Acha Tichla Regla de Tamadoi. What is the Gemara? First of all, the Lashon. What's the Lashon? Regal. You probably do more justice than I do as far as this Semis. But it says, Achetichla Regal Meshuk. Means is to annihilate the Regal of the Shuk. You're taking. What do you mean? Achetichla Nashim Nimsayim Beshuk. Tichla Regal the Shuk. So he says, what it means is, as far as Semis, till you get the Regilis out. A person shouldn't do something Regilis. Like the Gemara says that even. Person who's Tumas Ezra, Tumas Kari, So he can learn beregilis, something that he doesn't think about too much when he's learning. He just does it. Regilis is just ruggle, right? So over here is for carrot, tichle regel meshuk, that a person should take out the regilis from the shuk. Why tarmidoi? So I want to share with you a beautiful word from the Koshnitz Magid. The Koshnitz Magid says like this. The Gemara later on says that a person should be like Hillel, Lailam Aliyat Adam Kapin Kik. Kehillel should be like Shammai, excuse me, and it should be more like Hillel. So the Gemara says over there, a mashal. The Gemara says that one time, Tanur Banu, Adam Ya'adam Nvasim Kehillel Ve'ayakapten Keshammai. Ma'isa B'shnei Be'adam Shehimru Zezah, they had a bet with each other, waged a bet. And Amru Komi Sheyelech V'yakni Hillel, whoever can agitate the Hillel, can get Hillel to get upset, he told Dalad Me'azuz, which is a fortune of money. Amma, echad mehem, ani akinta, I'll do it. I see young Arab Shabbos, Hillel Chafif, his wife Hillel was taking a shower, was shampooing his hair. Remember, this is before we had showers. It was not that easy to take showers. It was a whole thing. Halach va'avar Pesach beisa, amma, mikan Hillel, mikan Hillel, nes'ata v'yotza, v'krasom v'ni mata mevakesh. Shayla Yeshli Lishal. I have a quote. What does it say? Shayla, shal b'ni shal. B'nei Roshen Shabbos, he asked him all kinds of narish shaylas. But the Gemara goes and says, so one of the questions he asked him is, Mipnei ma, he kept going back, he says, Mipnei ma einayim shel Talmudoyim. Why do the eyes of Talmudoyim, by such an Asiatic tribe, trutis, right? She says that they're trutis rakos, they're soft, they're very small, like the certain Asiatic people have, right? So he says, She'ela g'doyla sha'alta, Mipnei shedarin bein hachul cholos. They live among the sand dunes. Rashi says, "Haruach nasheves nichnas p'tochenayin," and therefore they're able to close it very quickly. The branch will create with such eyes to adapt to where they live that the chol shouldn't come in. Zokte shkashet samagid umari dekazach. Mepnei shedarin ben acholus means they live a life of chol, of the mundane. They see things through a very narrow perspective. They look at things through chol, what the host culture tells them to look through. Right? Unfortunately, we live, how do we live, meaning not us here, but the world around us, through the media, through the TV, and so forth. How do you look at things? Right? Our minds are told. If nature, you know, say why they have such eyes? Because Shadaran ben Acholis, when you live amongst Chol, when you live a Chulandik life, you have a different perspective. A Yid that learns Torah has a different perspective of things. Zok Tekoshet Samagid, Achetichla Regel Menashuk, regular the Tamadoi. The Indian of Chanukah is to realize the Iker is Torah Shebal Peh. The Iker is learning, right? The Iker is that we know that the Ner, right? Harugel ben Ner, Heaven Lobanim, Tamid Chachamim. So the Pshat is that Ner, what's a Ner? What's unusual about Ner? As you learned that a Ner is constantly renewing itself. It's not the same fire. The Gemara says if you might see a Ner on Shabbos, right? So you're Potter, because the Masha Akar lo Niach. Right, everybody understands. A child thinks it's the same fire. The shirt that I wore at the beginning of this year is the same shirt. Hopefully, maybe it's a little wet from being nervous from the kashas. But the it's the same shirt. But a fire is not. The fire is constantly renewing itself. A person who lives understands that Torah is the branch was constantly mechadish b'chol yom ma'aseh v'reishis, just like He created the world with Torah. So the branch of Olam goes in and creates the world every day with what? With our Torah. The Torah that we learn. The Torah that we try to understand. Not to live a life of chulin, not to look at things in that way. So Asema says, the Gemara says, Hayu Teifis Ner Chanukah. He was holding on to Ner Chanukah. Va'oimed. And he's standing there. Lo asa v'loi klum. He's not Yaitza. Haraya Oimer Letzar Chahud Ve'adlik. He's learning it for his own purpose. Says that to Asema. You go through Chanukah. Right? He says, "Are you oimid v'toifus? Are you toifus v'oimid?" And you stand in the same place. You don't grow because of Chanukah. You don't become a different person. You don't learn the lesson. Lo asa v'lo klum. Letzar chahudal. They did it just for your own sake to have a nice time on Chanukah. Chanukah is a man of growing. Chanukah is of understanding. Haragel b'ner, right? To get rid of the chulandika look. To get rid of the mundane. And mitzvah with that. Taka, I have to say that it's a people that come out of Matzah Shabbos to learn sugyas, it's a merit dikazach, the Barnship should help. Please send my best to Mendy, Rav Mendy, because he doesn't stop. I'll tell you one thing. if I had him as a fundraiser, he would be great. But he keeps calling and calling and calling till he gets here. The Baruch Hashem, all of us, we should have a Freilich in Chanukah, a Simcha Dika Chanukah. Rambam says it's Yimei Simcha, and we should take a seek the Or of Or Chodesh Mitzion Torah V'Niske Chulana B'Meir Lo'ira.
Shkoyach. I'm going to tell Mendy to listen to the end of the shit.
Twice.